Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you.
You are Locked On MLB. Your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. Thanks for making Locked On MLB your first listen every day. We're free and available on all platforms. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. On this episode, which is being dropped on the 19th day of October 2021, we're going to be talking a little bit about the ALCS. We listen in. Lauren from Locked On Red Sox will be giving her thoughts. And I will be making a plea to see if maybe, just maybe, we can actually have some baseball this weekend. There's a real possibility that's not going to happen. You can follow us usually on YouTube, not today. I'll explain why in just a second. And you can follow us on Twitter, Lockdown MLB Pod, same handle for Instagram. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. So yeah, I'm recording this pretty late at night on Monday, and I just recorded the show. It was done. It was ready to go. I was in the process of editing it. And for whatever reason, the sound didn't come out. It was a silent movie. And your pal Sully loves himself some Buster Keaton and old-timey movies, but I was not ready to do a silent film. I don't know what was happening with my video program. Quite frankly, I don't have the energy or the bandwidth to do it. It's already too late, but I can't record this later. I'm not about to say, hey, do you want a day I'm going to skip? Is a day that we just had game three of the American League Championship Series. And so for right now, I want to turn up to Lauren Campbell of Locked On Red Sox, where she's going to be telling you her thoughts of game three of the American League Championship Series.
And just like that, the Red Sox have a 2-1 series in the ALCS against the Astros. What's going on, everyone? It's Lauren from Locked On Red Sox. And the Red Sox had a dominant win over Houston on Monday night at Fenway Park in Game 3 of the ALCS to take a 2-1 series lead. Kyle Schwarber, JD Martinez, Christian Arroyo, Rafael Devers all had home runs. And Schwarber's home run was a grand slam, another grand slam in this series for the Red Sox. Erod also went six innings, striking out seven. Dominant performance all around. We have a lot to get to, and we will break down everything on our next episode of Locked On Red Sox.
Well, thanks so much, Lauren. You can follow Locked On Red Sox at LO_Red Sox. And Lauren is one of the great hosts there at Locked On Red Sox. Yeah, I didn't see this coming. I did not see this coming. I did think that this was going to be a closely matched ALCS. I didn't think this was going to be the Red Sox bombing the Astros left and right like this. I think it's pretty safe to say that the people who complained, and I was one who thought it was a bad move for the Red Sox to not acquire Anthony Rizzo and compromise by getting Kyle Schwarber. I think Schwarber's worked out just fine. I think he's worked out just fine, better than Anthony Rizzo. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. I didn't expect the Red Sox to be Grand Slam Central. I know Stacy Gatsoulias of Locked On Yankees is thinking, oh yeah, an Alex Cora team happens to play above their heads and hits Grand Slams at will. Nothing suspicious about that. Well, I got nothing to say about that except the fact that the Red Sox got everything they needed today. It was kind of a perfect win for them in so many ways. And let's give a big tip to the real big star for the game on Monday, and that was Eduardo Rodriguez. Eduardo Rodriguez did the most important thing. Okay, the first important thing was the at-bat by Verdugo, where he fouled off a bunch and walked and started the rally. And then there was the error by Altuve, and then suddenly that allowed the bases to be loaded, and Schwarber hit the grand slam. And then it was 6-0 after two innings. And the specter of the Astros having to play their third straight bullpen game was complete as Urquidy, who the Astros were hoping was going to give them some depth and some length, didn't even give him two. Did not even give him two innings. He got five outs. That was the pitcher who was supposed to give the bullpen a little bit of a rest and give them a little bit of a respite, recorded 5 outs. That's not what the Astros needed. Now, one thing that actually did work in the Astros' favor is the fact that it was such a blowout so fast that the likes of Graveman and Christian Javier and Presley, they all could take a seat. They all have 2 days of rest going into game four, and they know they're all going to be used in game four. But the fact of the matter is they didn't have to be used here. So in a tiny way, the Red Sox bombing the pitcher so fast gave the Astros a little bit of a break, but they're shell-shocked right now. The Astros are absolutely shell-shocked. In fact, think about this for a second. Since the, Correa did that whole thing where he was pointing to his watch saying, it's my time. The Red Sox scored a run in the bottom of the ninth of game one of the 5-4 loss. And then the Red Sox won the next game 9-5. And then this one 12-2. So since he pointed to his watch, his supposed watch, the Red Sox have scored 22 runs and the Astros have scored 8. So since the it's my time, the Red Sox have outscored the Astros 22-8 and have taken a commanding 2-1 lead. Again, I'm not one to badmouth. I actually kind of like showboating and everything like that. It's just back. We're going to actually see what the Astros are made of. That's what it comes down to. That tomorrow's game, I'm recording this late on Monday, so I guess today's game when you're actually listening to this, Tuesday's game, let's just cut the difference and call it Tuesday's game. We're going to see what the Astros are made of. We're going to see their character. We're going to see where their toughness lies and their resolve. You know, they've taken a pair of body blows. The home field advantage is still with the Red Sox. All the Red Sox have to do is win 2 games in Fenway Park, and they're playing in the World Series. So we're going to see if the Astros can tie the series at 2 games apiece, then we are looking at a real honest to goodness possible knockdown, drag out, slugfest series going on here. The biggest problem that they have is, once again, it's going to be a bullpen game because Zach Greinke is going to start. And I love Zach Greinke. Zach Greinke is one of my favorite players in baseball. He's one of the reasons that if the Astros do go on to win the World Series, I would be happy for Dusty Baker and I would be happy for Zach Greinke. That being said, Greinke is no longer the Cy Young winner he was with Kansas City or the Cy Young contender that he was with Los Angeles. He's not that pitcher anymore. He hasn't been for a little bit. And so he's not going to go more than 2 or 3 innings. And this coming after the game where the Astros pitchers can't go deep into games. Now, there are injuries that they've had and sustained in the McCullers injury and this, that. But the Red Sox have injuries too. They're not getting their ace going. Chris Sale's a non-factor in this postseason. Yeah, the Red Sox dug deep and got Eovaldi and Rodriguez to be the ones to give them some depth, to give them some length, and not blow out the bullpen. And here we are, where the Astros are going to have to, are going into this knowing they're going to blow out the bullpen. As I mentioned before, there are a lot of the key members of the bullpen that they know that they didn't, you know, have to use. But if you have Javier, Presley and Graveman, you have those three, you got to get to them. And you're probably going to not get more than 3 from Greinke. And as we saw in the Los Angeles Atlanta series, if you're always going to have a parade of pitchers, you are banking on them to all get the job done. And if one doesn't along the chain, like, you know, Urias the other night, then you get yourself a loss. If you get yourself a loss, then guess what? If this Astros team gets itself a loss tomorrow, they're going to face Pivetta, who's pitched quite well out of the bullpen, give them a bunch of innings out of the bullpen. They hand the ball and say, now give us a start. And he can give the Red Sox 5 innings with a rested Brazier, with a rested Whitlock, with a rested Houck, with a rested Ottavino. There's 4 right there. You know, I have more faith that Pivetta is going to give them depth than Greinke. So this is where we're going to see what the Astros are made of. Is this a team that is going to go on to the World Series, or is this a team that is going to get pounded and put the Red Sox in a position to clinch as early as Wednesday? And I'll get to the idea of clinching in just a second. There are repairs that need to be done to make the Astros work better, make the engine work better, but there's not enough time and they were wearing down their pitchers and it could be an absolute mess and they can't just pop the hood and fix this right now. Unlike you, if you need to pop your hood and you can go to Rock Auto, you know, with the ever increasing number of makes and models, it's possible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure pointless and seemingly intimidating questioning and wait for the person behind the counter to order the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand the warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. You can save time and money when using Rock Auto. Their prices are reliably low for every customer. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Go explore their easy-to-use website today and find the solution for your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts you will ever need are at rockauto.com. Write down the 110 from your pal Sully is standing right now. The other strange championship series is going to start at 2:00 in the afternoon, my time. Charlie Morton against Walker Buehler of Los Angeles. By the way, I love it when they have the early game for the Dodgers, and you know they have the West Coast games the early game because it's going to be in the day. It is going to be in the day, and in fact, you know, I wish they did more of that. You know, the late games, the Dodger-Giants games and Dodger-Braves, they tend to be the late games here. And, you know, it's on the West Coast, and the games will start at 2, and it's going to be daytime. You're going to see daytime playoff baseball tomorrow. I enjoy daytime playoff baseball. We don't get enough of that. And so the fact of the matter is, you're going to be able to see the Dodgers and the Braves play at Dodger Stadium at 2. I'm going to be at work. Although we're going to be out of work at some point and be able to see the end of the game. This is going to be talk about gut check. Talk about finding out your true character. The defending World Series champion Dodgers have, you know, got a couple of gut punches, and they're going to see what they're made of. And they've passed the test of making it to the postseason. They passed the test of beating the Red Hot Cardinals. They passed the test of beating the Giants. Now, they have to pass the test of seeing what can be made of this Braves team. Now, this is a different Braves team than the one they beat last year. And this is a Braves team that is playing with no pressure, and they're handing the ball to a terrific big game pitcher in Charlie Morton. Charlie Morton, lest we forget, was the pitcher on the mound when the Astros clinched the infamous World Series at Dodger Stadium. Now, I have no idea if they're going to be showing any clips of him doing that, but it's funny that he probably won't get any guff from anybody for his role in the Astros championship, even though he got the ultimate clip against the Dodgers, which is clinching that series. But I digress. Buehler is a pitcher who, for most other teams, would be their number one. Walker is Walker Buehler is the person they're basically handing the season, their hopes of the season, over to. Now, Charlie Morton is cool as a cucumber, and you know what? He's cute as a cucumber as well. It's late. It's late. And as I mentioned before, this is my second attempt at recording this podcast. I had the whole podcast recorded. And so maybe I'll slip the tongue a little bit because, you know what? It's 11 and I just said slip the tongue. Okay? I'm recalibrating the old brain here. And I got to see what I'm made out of for a podcaster. But we're going to see what the Dodgers are made of because they can't afford, obviously, 3-0. Of course, if any team can come back from 3-0, it would probably be this Dodger team. But do you know what? They, too, are dealing with the injuries. And they, too, are dealing with a thinner staff. And they, too, could be getting an absolute punch to the mouth here. Now, the Dodgers and the Astros could very well still meet in the World Series. And executives at Fox are drooling for that, to have the rematch with the storylines and everything like that. But the fact of the matter is, the Dodgers are going to have a huge test tomorrow. And that all the pressure is on them, square on them. And that's going to happen. And a day where the Astros have all the pressure square on them, you're going to have the two teams I think a lot of people thought were going to win each of these series have nothing but pressure. And we're going to see what they're made of. Now, Buehler versus Morton has a chance of not being a bullpen game. And do you know what? Both teams desperately need non-bullpen game days. They need their pitchers to go deep. And I think that this is exactly the type of pitching matchup that we're going to see do that. In fact, I think that is one of the surefire bets you can make, that if there's going to be ever a pitching matchup that is going to go between two pitchers who are going to give their teams quality innings, it is Morton versus Buehler. And hey, if you're going to be making any bets, go to Bet Online, which remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use your promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, baseball, postseason ball, hockey, boxing, UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline is where the game starts. You know, there's an interesting thing that could happen if the Braves and the Red Sox clinch early. Now, of course, they could both be winning their third games tomorrow. And if that happens, and they both win their fourth games on Wednesday, then a really weird thing is going to happen, especially for me coming up with podcast show ideas. That means, let's just say those two things happen. The Charlie Morton shuts down the Dodgers. The Red Sox bomb the Astros again. Red Sox are up 3-1. Braves are up 3-0. And then in the final game, the Red Sox just put away the Astros and the Dodgers are just reeling and they get swept on their home field. That's, again, that's not saying it's probable. I think the Dodgers are going to get off the mat. But then again, I thought they were going to sweep the Braves. What do I know? So if those two things happen, and both teams clinch the pennant on Wednesday, then guess what? There won't be any games on Thursday. There won't be games on Friday. Won't be games on Saturday. There won't be games on Sunday. And there won't be games on Monday. You'd have to go almost a week without baseball. And for your pal Sully, who does a daily baseball podcast, I don't know if I'm psychologically ready to start doing those podcast that I do in the offseason. I have so much fun doing the shows when there are no games on, because I can do more interview stuff. I do game shows. I do all sorts of things that I have fun filling up the offseason. If you're brand new to this podcast, we have a lot of fun in the offseason. In fact, I actually think this show is more critical to do in the offseason, because if you need your baseball fix all through the offseason, your pal Sully will give you 3 or 4 episodes a week, and I'm always here. That being said, there's a real chance that could be happening. I mean, that's not an outlandish scenario that we could go nearly a week between baseball games. That I remember that happened when a couple of times when there have been league championship series were really quick. I remember when I was living in the Bay Area in 89, the A's made quick work of the Blue Jays in five, and the Giants beat the Cubs in five. And there was like 4 or 5 days between the end of the championship series and game one of the World Series. Of course, there was a ton of hype in 1989 as we're living in the Bay Area, because both Bay Area teams were in the World Series. The Giants finally won the pennant. They're going up against the A's, who are trying to win the World Series after being upset by the Dodgers the year before. There was a tremendous amount of excitement. And then what happened? An earthquake hit for game three, and the World Series was delayed 10 days, and some people thought they probably just should have canceled it or awarded it to the A's, and the A's wound up winning the joyless final two games of that World Series. But I just remember there was that big gap, and of course, in the Bay Area, it led to like a week of buildup for the series, and that was kind of fun. I remember that was fun while that was happening, but man, what would they be building up if it's Red Sox versus the Braves? Were they going to be bringing up the fact that it used to be the Boston Braves? I mean, are they going to try to go down that route? That this was the series that 1948 almost was a World Series between Boston and Boston, when the Braves won the pennant and the Red Sox lost a one-game playoff to the Indians? I don't know. I don't know, and neither do you. All I know is, look at, if you're a native New Englander, you're going to root for the Red Sox. If you're from the South, you grew up with the Braves, you're going to root for the Braves. But if you're a fan of neither team, you've got to be rooting for the Astros and the Dodgers, if for no other reason than to prolong these series and get them closer to a game seven. Now, I happen to live in Los Angeles County. I'm not a Dodger fan by any stretch of the imagination, but it's more fun being here when the Dodgers are good. And I can tell you one big reason why I know that. I was here in 17, 18, and 20 when the Dodgers were the World Series each of those years. Now, 2020, it was tough to socialize with people because of COVID. But I can tell you during those other World Series years, there was a great buzz that went around. Dodgers in the World Series, Dodgers in the World Series. You can have conversations with people about baseball who don't normally follow baseball because the local team is in it. So, and there are a lot of people at the school that I teach at who are big, huge Dodger fans. And also, I can do projects at school with baseballs and drawing pictures of stadiums, because it's easier to pull that off. We're saying, hey, we're just trying to get everyone pumped up for the Dodgers. That's going to be a tough sell if it's Atlanta versus Boston, or Atlanta versus Houston for that matter. So here we go. We got two teams, the Dodgers and the Astros, who are staring into the abyss. And that's where a team finds their character. Backs against the wall, potentially at the brink. What kind of team are the defending World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers? What kind of team are the favorite Houston Astros? And what kind of team are they going to be, as Fox is desperately wanting to have those two teams have a rematch because they have tons of storylines for that. And there's going to be lots of storylines to do no matter what, but that's what I enjoy doing here on this podcast. It's just going to be easier to do this podcast if there are games going on. But anyway, it's late. I lost one podcast sound to technical difficulties, but I'm not going to leave this one hanging. So as I apologize to anyone who follows me on YouTube, this one's not going to be a YouTube one because there is something wrong with my video recorder. And quite frankly, I don't have time to rock auto this and fix whatever's wrong with that. But we have ourselves an audio podcast. Some of my thoughts. Thanks, Lauren Campbell of Locked On Red Sox, for some of her thoughts. And let's play ball. We got two really, really interesting games going on. Well, we're going to see if the two teams that a lot of people thought were going to be in the World Series anyway are going to find their character. So follow us on the free and easy to use Odyssey app. Follow us on Twitter, Locked On MLB Pod. Same handle for Instagram. I'm your pal Sully on Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Doing take two as the Red Sox won their second game. And we see what's going to happen in these LCS to see if they're going to last longer. Certainly going to last longer than I'm going to. I'm going to fall asleep in about 3-2-1. This is Locked On MLB for the 19th day of October 2021. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.